Good morning, 9:17. Time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and Smith Thompson Home Security.
A couple things before we get to compare the speeches. We spoke earlier in the show about productivity during lockdown and people working from home. And is that true across the board? Well, it seems to be based on the individual. Some individuals can handle working remotely, and they are very productive. And then other individuals in a home full of distractions and entertainment options, not very productive at all. We heard from a few P1s who said they can see it in their own employees. Some of them doing great working remotely. Others, not so much. So there's a lot of personality that probably goes into this. If you have a personality that is craves that kind of structure and cooperation that you get in an office setting, then you're not doing so well working remotely.
Maybe they should just test people to see how they work best. If you need the structure, come into the office. If you don't, work at home.
Yeah, but then if it were me, I would work hard to ace the test so I could work remotely from home, so then I could slack off. Yeah. I'd find a way around it. And a lot of the reports, apparently, from the increased productivity people saw from working remotely, a lot of the studies done on it were done earlier in the pandemic, which they say may have been due to the adrenaline of and the change of pace of working from home. And so people were being very productive at first, and that a lot of those people may have also slacked off by now. Now that it's droned on.
Because I've heard all sides of it.
Because, once again, the human being is the worst creature on earth in ways. We crave comfort and routine, and then that is the thing that then beats us down, and we crave novelty and things that get our adrenaline going. We can't ever seem to get the blend just right.
The other thing I've heard from people is that by working at home and then, okay, it's time, I've done all my work. Well, you're still at home, and you've been there all day long. And it's not like you're going home.
So you want to go to the office to unwind?
Yeah, so then where do you go? And obviously, we're much more free now than we were 6-7 months ago. But their mental state was just not good.
Yeah, I wonder, too, if being at home, if you're a regular office worker who has been working remotely during the pandemic, do you find that other people don't respect your work time while you're at home? Because I know the three of us have experienced this in our careers because we have a very unusual job in which most of our prep work for the show is done at home. And when you're watching a game or you're trying to read stuff online that you're going to use later on the show, people around you don't see that as work. They see that as you're laying around watching a game.
What do you want to do?
Or you've been on your computer all day. I mean, come on.
Obviously.
Or if, because we have to wake up really early, you have to nap in the middle of the day, other people see that as a little bit of a weakness. You're just in here sleeping. I'm working my ass off in the other room, and you're in here sleeping.
Good time to have a swim party.
Right. Come on. Join the family. We're having a swim party. I'm tired. Oh, come on. Everybody's up. Yeah. I'll tell you when everybody wasn't up. At 3 a.m. when I got my ass up to drag it into work to pay for the damn pool that you're having the swim party in.
Boy, that's the one that always used to get me. And my kids were very respectful for the most part about this, but there were sometimes like it was always the summer. And I'd be going to bed 9 o'clock or so and, Hey, good night. Oh, yeah, good night. I got to get the door. What? Yeah, and there's six kids out on the patio coming in.
They would have late night swim parties. And your bedroom is like right by the pool, right, so hearing right every cannonball that's happening.
Yeah. That was in. No, that was out. I wish I was out. It's 11
o'clock
then, now.
And then if you get onto them, you're a big jerk.
Yeah. And I never did. They were always very respectful.
Your old man yelling at Cloud.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, we can't win anything. So genius. All right. So that's a little productivity talk. And then also this story about a candidate in Albuquerque. We didn't get to this in Muse today, but it's funny enough that it's worth mentioning. So this guy who's running for mayor of Albuquerque is currently a sheriff there in Bernalillo County. Manuel Gonzalez, Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez. He's running for mayor, and he was doing a campaign speech. And as he's up on this little makeshift stage speaking, a drone lowers down during his speech right in front of him between him and the audience. Have you seen this?
No.
And hanging off the drone is a large black
what?
Veiny Dilado. And it's flopping around and buzzing all around him while he's doing his speech. And it's so idiocracy. This is a political speech going on, and there's drone dill buzzing around there as he's trying to continue on.
I believe the proper term is dildo.
Okay, oh, Norm, thanks.
A dill drone.
Yes, the dill drone. He was hit and targeted by the dill drone.
Okay, I'm looking at it. The way it's hanging and wiggling from the drone.
No.
So this is the new form of debate among candidates. If your opposing candidate is giving some political speech, you just lower dill drone in front of him. And everybody laughs and everything. Ah!
Isn't this idiocracy?
Yes, it's so idiocracy. It's great. Yes, it's all happening. It's all happening. It's what we wanted.
It's what we wanted.
Yes. Culture wants all this madness. Everyone complains about it when it's against them. But yet they participate in it when they feel it's working in their favor. Yeah, society, it's all crumbling. It's all crumbling, yes!
The next video that popped up was protester flings dildo at this other candidate's face in, you know, some other country. So that is now the thing. Throw one of those in the face of the candidate that you're running against.
So when will the presidential debates eventually have
soon.
Dildo?
I'm surprised the last one
did. Yeah, no kidding.
While he's trying to up there give his stump speech, and they just, I'm just having to wave this thing away like a gnat.
So what they did
as the dill drone's trying to lower into his eye.
Isn't someone that get what a pool net and bring it down, or what happened?
No, someone ran out and grabbed it and pulled it down. Isn't that what Luke Wilson had on the top of his car in the gladiator fight?
When he was given that little bitty tiny car that had to battle something that was called, I believe, the dildozer. They taped a big, huge floppy on the front of his car.
That's another reason why you like that movie. So
he couldn't see around it.
It was so funny. Yeah, he couldn't see around. It's flopping all over the hood of his car. That was Friday Night Rehabilitation, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
That arena show that they had. He was having to pay for his crime. Please go back and watch Idiocracy, George.
I've watched it like 6 times.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
How have you watched it so many times?
I don't know. Shown it to other people.
You've shown it to other people? Yeah. This is like news to me. I didn't know you had turned into an evangelist.
We've been talking about it for, 13, 14 years?
I know, but your stance was always kind of the, okay, I mean, it's okay, and I see it makes some good points, but I thought you were kind of pretty cold on it, or lukewarm at best.
No. Uh-uh. Now, I have shown it to people who just kind of stare at it and go, okay.
Hey, Luke, by the way, need to say hi to Luke. He mumbled up under us after I said his name. So you've shown it to people, and you've gotten the reaction that you gave me when I showed it to you, which was...
I thought I liked it, didn't I?
I don't
Maybe
think
so. Maybe I appreciated
so.
It more the second time.
We had Norm review it over Dry Dock.
And?
It's kind of a mixed review from him. You can maybe talk to him about that later today, but he enjoyed...
Boy,
he enjoyed
that drives me crazy. It drives me crazy because it's one of those things. I'm not mad at people for not liking it. That's fine. We all have our own taste. But I hate it when I don't understand why someone doesn't think something is interesting.
This is Idiocracy.
There he is using a sentence.
Because to me, that was such a smart movie, and I've heard people watch it and go, that's the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
Bad radio didn't like it the first time they watched it.
It's dumb?
Then they grew to appreciate it.
I thought it made a pretty interesting point about how we're all interested in just stupid stuff, and the world just decays around us.
It's the most... It's the most interesting movie I've ever seen in terms of being on point about predicting the future. The only problem is...
Timeline?
It was supposed to be predicting 500 years in the future, but it's actually ended up predicting 10 years in the future.
Man, yeah. I saw some dude, I think he's an MMA guy, and I think he was running for office. And he's sitting there, and next to him is his wife, who has the hugest rack you've ever seen, and she's flaunting it during it, and it just reminded me of the, remember the news segments in Idiocracy?
Mm-hmm.
Were done by, I think, a shirtless guy and a darn near topless woman.
We'll get there.
Yes, we will. Well, Dill Drone is helping us get there.
Yeah. See, I
when,
mean,
when your counterpoint is just Dill Drone in the face, then I think we're getting to Idiocracy.
Yes.
Now, his opponent swears that he had nothing to do with Dill Drone. But the sheriff isn't buying it. Okay. Speaking of Idiocracy, we did the news story today about the girl from Lake Highlands who's making a lot of news. Paxton is her name. Is it Paxton Smith? I don't have it right in front of me.
Hold on.
Yes, Paxton Smith, who used her valedictorian address to talk about the heartbeat bill that's going on in the Texas legislature. And she goes off script and does this, and that's caused a bit of controversy. Some people praising her for her courage and speaking out against something that affects her and affects millions of women. Other people saying, hey, not the place. They give you that forum.
It's graduation.
And they are supposed to approve your speech, and then you break the deal that you had with them. So there's controversy and talk there. Well, another one that we're aware of here on the ticket is the one, there's the story of Easton Wolf, who gave his valedictorian address. And I don't know what school this was. Did you see what school this was that Easton goes to? Well, Easton obviously is a big P1, and he used his valedictorian address to My Pig, everyone. Now, for those who don't know the story of My Pig, it's a Danny story that got turned into a drop that now gets worked into conversations and text everywhere. People will text the story to their mom and screenshot the response they get. And do we have the original Danny version?
Stand by.
Yeah, we
okay.
do.
Three.
Of course, now Danny hosts the pig.
Two. One, and one.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
Now you tell me why that was so sticky that it became a thing. I mean, that just sounds like a regular story that someone would tell on the station, but for some reason, that became a meme. Well, young Easton Wolf, who was so accomplished that he became the valedictorian at his school, decides to use his platform for something that he felt was very important as well, and that is to repeat the My Pig story and work it into his speech and just blow it by everybody.
Senior year has been a blur, and I always found it so cliche when people said high school flies, so make the most of it, but it's true. You know, this year has been a learning experience, to say the least. I mean, I learned how the stock market works, I made some close friends, I preached at my church, and I even learned that my dad had a pig when he was younger in Breckenridge. Yes, a pig. So my dad's pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen. And
meanwhile, they're cutting to a wide shot of everyone in this huge gymnasium, sitting there in cap and gown, listening, nodding along, listening to him lure them in to Danny's pig story.
Pig's food, and then go to the next. next one and eat all that pig's food, then the next one and eat all that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my dad's time to feed him. Well, apparently he had already eaten three meals and just be sitting there waiting for my dad, and my dad would feed him and he'd eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the Fat Stock Show.
Oh, man.
So compare Paxton Smith's approach to her platform to Easton Wolf's approach to his platform.
So great.
What they felt was important enough to share with the world.
Advantage bit.
My pick.
And I think Easton was on with the Hardline yesterday and did an interview with him. So.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's The Corner. 9:33 on The Ticket. Coming up next, a legend calling it quits.